get the business news now in more detail. Adam McGuire joins us. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Audrey. Thank you. Irish aircraft leasing firm Avolon has agreed a deal with Turkey's Gozen Holdings for 50 of the small electric aircraft it's purchasing from Vertical Aerospace. Gozen Holdings will also place an order for 50 more options down the line. It means the company has now secured a home for all 500 of the electric vertical takeoff and landing planes it's buying just 9 months after agreeing the purchase and at least 2 years before they enter commercial service. Donal Slattery is CEO of Avolon. He joins me on the line now. Donal, these only carry 4 passengers. Some big airlines, though, have placed orders, including Japanese Airlines and AirAsia. What's the appeal for them?
Well, good morning, Adam. I suppose the primary appeal is that every airline in the world is on a path to decarbonize. And it's a clear and stated goal of the global aviation industry. And these aircraft are zero emissions from an operational perspective. So the way I've described it to people around the world is it's the first step or a baby step in the right direction of decarbonisation. So I think that's the first reason some of these global airlines have embraced this new technology.
You say it's a baby step. I mean, how far are we seeing from this being expanded into larger planes and us seeing significant reductions on larger jets that people would use every day?
Yeah, I think, well, look, we see a developmental roadmap for this aircraft over the next 10 or 15 years where it will get larger, i.e. carry more passengers, and that the range will improve as the battery technology improves. So that sort of bottoms up. From an airline's perspective, I think we'll see the introduction probably sometime in the middle of the next decade of hydrogen-powered aircraft. And obviously sustainable aviation fuel is already in situ, but at pretty small levels. But that is growing. So between a combination of all of these initiatives, you know, within a decade or two from now, we're going to see serious inroads on the emissions scores of the airlines globally.
You are a shareholder in Vertical Aerospace, so obviously another reason why you'd want to see its technology succeed. Given the demand that you've had from airlines, the fact that you've gotten orders placed for 500 of these in just 9 months, will you be purchasing more of their aircraft in the near future?
Well, look, we're constantly reviewing. We were the launch customer for the aircraft, you know, as you say, less than 9 months ago. The demand is, by any metric, off the charts. So the primary goal now, from our perspective, is to ensure that the aircraft gets designed, built and certified, which it's well on its way. And I suspect Avolon will continue to be a major supporter of this aircraft type, given the demand we're seeing globally.
Separately, your industry is facing a major challenge in Russia as a result of its attack on Ukraine and the subsequent sanctions. How many of your planes are still in Russia and how do you plan on getting them back?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I mean, our hearts, prayers and all of our morals go out to the people of Ukraine for what is just clearly a horrific situation. We were relatively lucky in Russia. A very small percentage of our total book was there. But nevertheless, it was about $400 million or 14 aircraft. We have 4 of the 14 aircraft outside of Russia, which is good. All of the leases are now terminated in line with sanctions. We have made every effort to get the aircraft back, but at this point, that has not happened.
What happens next? And do you ultimately have to write off those assets? And if so, what's the cost going to be to the company?
Well, that is being reviewed right now, both internally with our risk management group, but also with our auditors. I'm sure all of our competitors are going through the same process. I think there's an inevitability of a financial hit here. The scale of that will be determined very soon. But ultimately, we believe that our aircraft are all appropriately insured under our contingency possess policies. And that in itself is a complex and evolving situation. So time will ultimately tell, Adam, what the net exposure here is. But clearly, you know, these sanctions had to be addressed. We had to comply with those sanctions. But in many ways, I suppose it's an unintended consequence in our sector of these sanctions for European companies.
Whatever happens with the sanctions down the line, do you ultimately see yourselves doing business in Russia again, given the difficulties you're having getting your aircraft back?
I think it'll be very difficult for the aircraft leasing sector in general and Avolon specifically to underwrite new business in Russia for a very long period of time, if ever.
Donal Slattery, CEO of Avolon, thank you very much for that.